Let's look at John chapter 20 now, and the verses that many point to show that the disciples received the Spirit before Jesus ascended to the Father. The disciples now were hiding in a room because they feared the Jews who had had Jesus arrested and killed, and they feared the Romans who would carry out the will of the Jews, but especially they feared the elders of the Jews who hated the truth so much that they would even have Stephen stoned later without permission from the Romans. They knew what the elders had done to Jesus, and they knew that if they were caught, it was very possible the same fate awaited them. So while they were hiding in this room, all of a sudden Jesus appeared to them, and he appeared to them in a natural body. I've had people ask me, how could he be in a natural body and just appear in a room? The power of God can cause you to do anything. How could Jesus walk on the water in a natural body? In the book of Acts, Philip was in a natural body when the Spirit of God transported him a long ways from the road down in Gaza all the way up to where the Samaritans lived. So appearing in a room or being transported by the Holy Ghost does not mean that you're in a spiritual body. Remember the prophet Ezekiel was transported all the way from the territory around Babylon across the Arabian desert into Jerusalem by the Spirit. So Jesus appearing in a room does not mean he's already glorified in a spiritual body. It just means that he appeared in the room. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said, a ghost does not have flesh and bone as you see me have. A spiritual body is not made of flesh. He was telling them, I'm not glorified yet. Jesus appeared and he said, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Now, think about that. Jesus said, the Father sent me, and just like that, I am sending you. But what did not happen? What did not happen is that the disciples did not jump up and run out and go preaching because they were not yet sent. Jesus was just ordaining them to be sent. Jesus was not actually sending them at that moment. He was just telling them what he was about to do. You might say he was ordaining them to be sent, and they were sent after they were born again in Acts chapter 2. Now in John 20 verse 22, and this is the main verse that some have taken as evidence that Jesus gave the Spirit to his disciples before he ascended. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Ghost. Now they did not receive the Holy Ghost in this verse any more than they were sent in the previous verse. Jesus is just telling them what was going to happen to them. Now, if they received the Spirit when Jesus said, receive ye the Holy Ghost, if they already had the Spirit in Acts chapter 1 and 2, if they received it here in John 20, then what is the promise of the Father that Jesus mentions in Acts 1 that he wants them to receive? Whatever, if they received anything, whatever they received here in John 20 wasn't good enough. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been commanded to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father before they went out preaching. But they didn't receive anything here in John 20 except an ordination, a blessing, a promise that they were going to receive the promise. We must go from revelation to reason. We cannot begin to reason and make our own doctrines and ignore the revelation. We've got to build on what God has said. And you know by now, if you've been with us through this study, that no one, the disciples or anyone else, was ever possibly born again before Jesus died and was raised from the dead and ascended to the Father and offered himself to the Father for our sins and was accepted of the Father and set down at his right hand. We know that every one of those things had to happen before the promise of the Spirit was given. We must begin with revelation and then use our reason. We must go with the revelation that tells us Jesus said to his disciples to wait at Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. And we must start with the revelation that Paul gave us that the promise is the Spirit. Going from